With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The only private lab in Wisconsin that does PFAS testing is located in Crandon. PFAS, also known as forever chemicals, have been used in various products since the 50s and are linked to adverse health effects. As it continues to process roughly 500 PFAS samples a month, Northern Lakes Service is working to ensure its testing is using the latest methods. WXPR's Katie Thorison reports.
Northern Lakes Service President R.T. Kruger says while PFAS testing is only a portion of the contaminant testing done at the Crandon lab, it's the most complex.
I can safely say that we have not ever seen anything that has had the level of complexity.
There are thousands of PFAS compounds, each one complex in its own right. As more is learned about PFAS, the method of testing for it has evolved. Kruger says the method for testing drinking water remains effective. But as testing expanded to wastewater and biosolids, the testing method has changed for those kinds of samples.
It's way more difficult to jam a chunk of sludge into an instrument than it is to analyze a drinking water. And so these methods were not appropriate for those matrices.
Northern Lakes Service now uses the 1633 method developed by the EPA to test those samples. The lab has actually been using a similar method for years based on guidance from Wisconsin because they knew the method would be coming. It just takes a lot of time at the national level for it to be finalized.
There are always methods that are evolving in order to give lower detection levels, fewer interferences, more compounds, that kind of thing. And so different methods are developed. They're constantly under development in order to do that kind of thing.
When sampling for PFAS, Northern Lakes Service documents 29 compounds, even though there's only a handful of those with any kind of regulations in drinking water. Kruger says there are some they don't see at all, but believes it's important to be documenting them, even if we don't know for certain if or what the health impact looks like for them.
PFAS is different in the fact that the monitoring is a long ways out, kind of ahead of the health implications. They've got health studies on a few of these compounds. They know that they're bad news. They know chemically that some other ones are very similar.
The EPA has set a public drinking water standard of no more than 4 parts per trillion for PFOA and PFOS, two of the most studied PFAS chemicals. There are no national standards for PFAS in private wells or in wastewater. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A Merrill man died after being struck along a highway. Yesterday evening around 8:45, the Lincoln County Dispatch Center got a report of a pedestrian struck by a vehicle on State Road 107 near Snow Road. Emergency personnel did what they could to save the 30-year-old Merrill man's life, but he died of his injuries. State Road 107 was closed for about 5 hours while the man's death was investigated. A number of agencies helped at the scene. Langlade County will be opening its entire snowmobile trail system on Wednesday at 8 a.m. Trails will be in rough, early season condition. Al Murray, the Langlade County Forest, Parks, and Recreation Administrator, says the Snowmobile Council chose to hold off on opening until this week to get more of a frozen trail base following the Saturday snow. This frozen base will assist in keeping the trails safe and maintainable for a longer period, barring any extremely warm weather. All lake trails in Langlade County are considered unsafe and should not be used until they have been clearly marked by a local snowmobile club. The Langlade County Forestry, Parks, and Recreation Department recommends riders stay on clearly marked trails. Going off trails onto private property can put trail easements at risk. Wausau's Ethics Board will consider a citizen complaint against Mayor Doug Denny next week. The 5-member board will meet Wednesday, February 19th, to consider whether the complaint alleges facts sufficient to constitute a violation of Wausau's Municipal Code of Ethics. This is in connection to Mayor Denny's actions last summer involving the municipal ballot drop box, which was locked but not secured to the sidewalk outside of City Hall. Denny said he moved it into his office for safekeeping since anyone could have walked off with it, but the city clerk says she had intended to have the box secured and opened for use the next week. A group of citizens filed a complaint against Denny earlier this year, saying he may have violated election law. Wisconsin is suing the Trump administration over its decision to cut funds that support medical and public health research. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call are part of the lawsuit filed against the Trump administration, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the National Institutes of Health. Wisconsin is among 22 states involved in the suit. The coalition opposes the administration's plan to reduce indirect cost reimbursements, which cover overhead expenses necessary for biomedical research. These cuts could jeopardize the United States' leadership in medical research, according to Evers and Call. Evers emphasized the importance of the University of Wisconsin system's research in solving real-world problems. On February 7th, the NIH announced a reduction in indirect cost rates to 15%, effective February 10th. Evers and Call said this sudden change left universities and research institutions unprepared for the financial gaps. Foodborne illnesses from meat and poultry products kill thousands of people a year. A new report from the Government Accountability Office offers ways to cut down on those illnesses. More from Simone Perez.
The report finds that federal food inspectors face two main challenges to reduce pathogens in meat and poultry: developing standards as the industry changes for pathogens, and limited oversight outside of the slaughterhouses and processing plants. Some advocates, though, say it's not much different from past reports. J.D. Hansen with the Center for Food Safety says the recommendations are essentially the same as previous reports to the Department of Agriculture.
The big challenge is that the GAO has been giving advice to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a number of years now that they need, pardon the pun, literally clean up their act and make sure that they are doing their job to make our food safe.
The Government Accountability Office says federal oversight of food safety has been on its high-risk list since 2007. I'm Simone Perez.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.